In this bulletin, Perth's lockdown ends tonight with some restrictions left in place. The federal government defends Australia's hotel quarantine arrangements. And India's COVID-19 crisis sees Australian cricketers leave the Indian Premier League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Western Australia's Perth and Peel regions will emerge from a three-day lockdown at midnight tonight, but interim restrictions will remain in place. Residents will be able to leave their homes and travel outside of their region, but must wear a mask. Schools will resume and people may return to work where possible. The new restrictions will run until Saturday and will then be reviewed. WA Premier Mark McGowan says the interim restrictions allow the affected areas to come out of lockdown safely.
We can't go back to where we were, like last week, just yet. This step-down approach will give us confidence to begin to get back to normal while we wait for further testing and the incubation period of the virus to come to an end.
Western Australia recorded no new coronavirus infections overnight. The Health Minister has defended Australia's hotel quarantine arrangements in response for calls for them to be overhauled. The Australian Medical Association has urged the government to improve quarantine facilities for travellers returning from overseas after several people around the country became infected with COVID-19 while staying in hotels. Health Minister Greg Hunt today rejected those criticisms, saying there will always be challenges and risks when engaging with the rest of the world.
My view is that we actually have the best quarantine system, or at the very least the equal of the best of any in the world, unless you were to absolutely cut Australia off from the world. No medical returns, no compassionate returns, no trade in or out, because wherever there is trade of iron ore, of manufactured goods, of medicines, of critical food, no export of agriculture, then you cannot prevent contact.
Support for the Prime Minister has bounced back strongly in April after falling in March, according to the latest news poll. Scott Morrison's approval rating rose to 59%, up from 55%, while opposition leader Anthony Albanese's approval rating fell from 43% to 40%. Approval for the Prime Minister dropped sharply from 64% in February, as he faced criticism over his handling of rape allegations against a staffer. The Coalition continues to lead Labor in the primary vote, but when it comes to two-party preferred, the opposition edges out the government by 2 points. Australia's Employment Minister has defended a controversial new hotline which allows bosses to report people for rejecting work, missing interviews, or quitting their jobs. The hotline was introduced in February in a raft of increased obligations on job seekers in return for a $50 a fortnight boost to benefits. Employment Minister Stuart Roberts says it's too early to provide data on how many people have been reported to the hotline, but he defended the program, saying that people on benefits were expected to try to look for work.
One of the reasons for the National Employer line is to say to Australians, you have a responsibility. You just can't sit on the job seeker payment and expect your neighbours to cover that lifestyle.
In sport, Australian cricket players Andrew Zampa, Andrew Tighe and Kane Richardson have left the Indian Premier League as the country deals with a record surge of COVID-19 cases. Richardson and Zampa will follow Tighe in returning to Australia immediately. 14 Australians are still involved in this year's competition, which is being held under strict biosecurity measures. Cricket Australia says it's in regular contact with players and coaches. And now tomorrow's weather. Perth partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide mostly sunny, 23. Melbourne a possible shower, 17. Hobart partly cloudy, 19. Canberra mostly sunny, 20. Wollongong partly cloudy, 21. Sydney similar conditions, 23. Newcastle a possible shower, 23. Brisbane mostly sunny, 25. Cairns a possible shower, 29, and Darwin showers with a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.